We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Taking you on a journey for the pursuit of PPC. Welcome to PPC Rockstars. Get ready to rumble through the latest PPC news and views from around the blogosphere. Learn from our host and the PPC pros that will take you to the promised land of PPC profit. We're cashing in the clicks with the PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
Hello, PPC friends. It's another episode of PPC Rockstars. And we have on the show today one of your favorite rock stars and one of mine, talking about, of course, Ms. Lisa Ressler, proprietor and chief strategist of the company Big Click Co. And, of course, an internationally known author and speaker. How are you doing, Lisa?
Fantastic. How are you today?
I couldn't be better. Better than I deserve. My bread machine came today, and I'm dying to make some bread.
That's a great fall appliance.
Yes, it is. And a random thing to say on a PPC show. So, speaking of gifts, we're going to talk today about something that should be on everyone's minds when we're recording this show, which is early September in the year 2020, and that is the upcoming holiday season. And Lisa, you've prepared some thoughts about some studies or advice that Microsoft has issued and Google has issued. So we'll just talk about that a bit. I've got some opinions and you do too. So why don't you kick us off?
Sure. Well, this is the time of year where Microsoft and Google are coming out with papers, research, their studies and recommendations, and there are a couple of training events that I want to share resources at the end where the listeners can find all of these goodies. Mm-hmm. And you know the main thing that we're looking at here is that in a very short amount of time over the last couple of months, the way that we search our lives and then thus the way that we search has changed very drastically.
In what way?
Well, in the way that with most people having to go into some type of a quarantine or stay-at-home orders for months and months at a time, people have been relying more heavily on search for them to find what they need than they ever had before, because a lot of the brick and mortar and just general businesses in general that people were frequenting aren't available.
Right.
You can't just walk in and find a pair of shoes. They will need to go online to find that pair of shoes.
I'm looking at one of the articles you sent over. I love the title. This is Microsoft's article called "The Holidays Are Different This Year Is Your Advertising Plan." Now I'm going to do something I haven't done before, which is I'm going to give the shortened version of the URL so that people can be either following along or looking it up later. But this is a bit.ly URL, bit.ly/2Q(GU)JX. So that's the bit.ly URL for the article, "The Holidays Are Different This Year Is Your Advertising Plan." And in what other ways are the holidays going to be different?
Well, it's definitely different for advertisers because we are relying on that search data more than we ever have before. To see what consumer intent is. And we're seeing one of the biggest trends in that they're reporting on is the whole concept of the buy online and pick up in store.
Which has a great acronym. BOPIS.
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 Right. Yes. BOPIS. So this is probably one of the biggest changes and trends that we've ever seen. And they're both predicting, Microsoft and Google, they're both predicting that this is something that's going to continue on for quite a long time, even if and when there are a level of recovery from the pandemic.
Right. And I absolutely agree that. I think shopping has changed fundamentally, and this is one of the ways.
Right. One of the stats that I made a note of was, I think Microsoft stated this one, was eMarketer predicts the BOPIS revenue will increase 60% in 2020.
Wow. Okay, so what does that mean to our listeners?
What it means to our listeners, who we're assuming are mostly advertisers and people interested in marketing, is that it's going to be a very critical part of their marketing strategy. What's different this year is that they're going to need to obviously offer that service to some extent, also call that out as a selling point in their advertising and be available for searches around that sort of a theme where people want to buy online and pick up or have things delivered where there is the contactless pickup.
Right.
So there, I noted another stat that Google had written, 53% of shoppers will shop where they can get contactless pickup.
Wow. Those are both amazing statistics. If you think of the fact that probably no more than about a year ago, this kind of a way to shop and pick up didn't exist. Know what I'm saying?
Right. So if you're comparing, if you're going to be doing the majority of your shopping online now, and you want to pick it up in the store, where you pick it up and the manner in which you pick it up is going to be very important for you as a shopper.
Right.
If, for example, you need to go to a department store, there are a lot of different options for you, and this might be one of those key features.
Right.
So, while that's a, clearly like an operations and business initiative, how advertisers talk about that, promote it and are available for the searches is going to be key if people are searching more online for that feature of business.
I'm going to make a prediction. So one of the things that it runs through both of these articles, and wait a minute, I should give the bit.ly for the second article. Mm-hmm. It is, this is the Google one, bit.ly/2YXU28 D, lowercase d as in dog. So both of these articles are, pretty much stating the obvious, and that is that shopping has changed largely because of the pandemic. My bold prediction is that it has changed more so than either of these two papers express. In other words, and I heard this on a great webinar that I attended. I wish I could say that most webinars I attend are great, but most of them are not. But this one was great. And this one had a European guy who said something that in retrospect sounds very obvious, but seemed really profound at the time. And that is that with some very large percentage of shoppers, online shoppers, they did their first online shopping this past March, April, May. In other words, many people hadn't even used their computer to connect to websites that sold anything before March, April, May, before they were forced to go home, connect to the internet, and do some work, and learn how to navigate websites and learn how to shop. So what this boils down to in my mind, and this is a bold prediction, I think this holiday season is going to be a huge increase in revenue for retailers over last year. What do you think?
Well, what I was reading in the articles is that they're predicting that there will still be an increase, even though people say they will be shopping less, even though they say that. They said the stats show that there was only one time in the last, since e-commerce, that the sales were actually down. So
right, 2008, during the financial crisis.
Right. What I think is interesting about that, people who have never shopped online before, one thing that we're also looking at is that people are buying different types of products. So making note of the area that people are buying food and groceries online. And, since that is an activity when you do that in person and you're going to be, you know, exposed to others for a longer period of time, I don't see that changing either.
I agree. Hey, and hold on for a second. We need to break for some sponsor messages. So Lisa, stay with us, and listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Ready to do a podcast for your business? Make that podcast elevate to enterprise level. Let WebmasterRadio.fm expedite and execute your podcast to build your brand and broaden your customer base. WebmasterRadio.fm has worked with the world's biggest tech brands, Google, Yahoo, and Bing, and have worked with fast-growing brands like ShipStation and GoDaddy. Now it's your turn. Contact BRASCO at WMR.FM and rush your enterprise-level podcast into production at a very reasonable rate. Email BRASCO at WMR.FM.
Are you looking for the best in WordPress speed, security, and scalability? WP Engine is a digital experience platform for WordPress, powering digital experiences for large brands around the world. With easy-to-use site management tools and powerful do-it-your-way development features, WP Engine gives you the flexibility to build it your way. Improve your SEO and conversion rates with a faster site on WP Engine. Learn more on WPEngine.com.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we are back with Lisa Ressler of Big Click Co. talking about the holiday season and online shopping. And a couple of thoughts from papers recently published by Google and Microsoft. That's funny, I still call it papers. Microsoft and Google both predicting that online shopping behavior will be different this year than last year. And Lisa just pointed out that one of the differences is that some of the retail categories that became popular when people were sheltering at home during the pandemic. My phone is talking to me because I said Google. Where was I? Yes, some of the categories, retail categories that became popular during the pandemic, which is still going on for a lot of people, will continue to be used by online shoppers. And you said grocery products. I'm looking at the page that Microsoft published, and grocery products were there was a very small number during before the pandemic, and now it's the leading category of retail products.
Right, and food and grocery isn't typically a holiday sort of a category. People will be purchasing for their limited events, small or family events, probably special types of products that they wouldn't purchase during the normal year.
Yep.
As well as probably a lot of personal products.
I'm seeing also, what do you think mass retailers mean? I guess that's the Walmarts of the world. That's another category that Google or Microsoft is predicting is going to be big this holiday season.
Right, where you can go in and buy everything in one cart online. Right. Mm-hmm. That I believe. The other that I saw was interesting that it didn't really register with me was the do-it-yourself category. The DIY category.
Yeah, sure.
And I think in a lot of ways that creates a new category that has not that it was in a category before. What I'm saying is that it's really, flying out there, rocket shipping out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where we'll probably see more of this. Like, for example, this, during this time period, I bought craft supplies online, and I've never done that before. I would normally go into the store so I could see everything.
How'd that work out for you?
It worked out fine, but it took me a lot longer to do it online than it would have just me going to the store and be able to skim the... Right.
Interesting. So what do you think is going to happen on Black Friday and Cyber Monday?
I think they're predicting that we're going to see similar buying cycles, but that they may last a little bit longer, that the curve might be flattened out a little bit, because we're not seeing people going into work or having days off, sort of that traditional schedule that they had before.
Yep, certainly.
They were also saying that Microsoft was saying that the searches were increasing during weekends and non-work hours.
Mm. Okay.
Which I think is telling me that the line between work and play is a little bit more blurred and a little bit more casual, because you're not in the office in that sort of traditional, 9 to 5 time frame where you're doing your searches during work.
Right. Oh yeah, I wouldn't doubt that at all. The same people, well, maybe not exactly the same, but a lot of the people that were playing solitaire in front of their computer during work are the ones that are probably, surfing and inevitably buying during work as well. Did I just insult people? I hope not.
Not me.
Okay, good. I'm going to go back to, I think Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but especially Black Friday, are going to be bigger. I mean, Microsoft did say double-digit online sales growth per e-marketer for Black Friday. And I really believe that's going to be acute. In other words, I wouldn't be at all surprised if there's records being broken. And as you just said, according to Microsoft, there's a really long ramp up to Black Friday. And I think that's going to be, this is as measured last year, but I think that it's going to be a longer ramp and even higher peaks leading up, in the mid-November timeframe leading up to Black Friday. So I hope I'm right, because a lot of our clients depend on online sales, and I hope they really prosper this year.
Right. I'm looking at 39% of consumers start their holiday shopping before November.
Wow. That's huge.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I think that explains a little bit about why the Halloween decorations are out early this year.
Right. They bought them online. Oh my God.
That they're out in the retail stores earlier, before Labor Day.
Right.
So, you know, try to find something for summer now. It's well gone.
I wonder if there's a way that retailers, e-retailers, online sellers without brick and mortar locations can take advantage of the BOPIS buy online, pick up in store phenomenon. I'm thinking of the way Amazon has pickup stations. In other words, I'm sure most people have seen evidence of this, that you can buy on Amazon, and frequently if you live in a town or a city of any size, you can actually pick up the product at a location that's not too far away from you. And that location might be a storage bin that's Amazon labeled that's outside of a 7-Eleven.
Right. They have, yes, the lockers.
Right. Lockers.
Yes. I think that's a great idea for people that can't receive packages.
Mm.
I'm thinking back to when I lived in an apartment.
Right.
So that would be a little bit more difficult. As well as Amazon have partnerships with different retail stores. I'm not an Amazon expert. They do where you can return their products.
That's right.
That makes it easy. And I believe Kohl's is one of them.
Right. I've done that. It's super convenient.
That is a good selling point for me, especially when you feel like you're taking a risk when you buy something.
Right.
That you're not accustomed to buying online, such as clothing, and feeling like you might get stuck with it or not, you know, it become a bigger inconvenience to have to figure out how to return it.
Right. Hey, we need to break again for sponsor messages. So Lisa, stay with us, and listeners, don't go away.
PPC Rockstars. We'll be back after we click through our sponsors.
Here's the truth you need to know about podcasting. The biggest problem you face right now as a future podcaster is the myth that it takes an enormous amount of time or effort to produce a high-quality professional podcast. Luckily for you, there's a solution to your problem. If you're an online marketer who really needs to grow an audience of buyers but can't do all the heavy lifting alone, then here's the solution you're looking for. Introducing the DFY Podcasting System. Here's what you get. 30 minutes of one-on-one training. A weekly podcast for you or your company, distribution to almost every podcast portal, an embeddable player for your website, an ebook called How to Podcast, created for WMR.fm show hosts, and much, much more. And best of all, you'll start seeing results with the DFY podcast system within a couple of weeks. You're just one podcast away from growing brand awareness and engagement in your business. Log on to podcast.wmr.fm and sign up for a deeply discounted rate today. That's podcast.wmr.fm.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. TopSEOs sends you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let TopSEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
The pursuit of PPC continues. Welcome back to PPC Rockstars. Here's your host, David Zatella.
And we are back with Lisa Ressler of Big Click Co., heading into the final stretch here. I've been thinking about my bold prediction. I'm going to extrapolate that and say that a lot of people got their feet wet with online shopping during the pandemic while they were sheltering, and that will give them confidence to shop this year. And I'll extrapolate to say when they're successful this year, next year will be even better. So that's prediction 1A. Prediction 2 is that online retailers are going to realize this year, maybe not for the first time, but it'll certainly come into high relief for them, that they really need to give mobile shoppers an acceptable experience. They certainly have noticed over the past 6 months that if they have a bad experience for mobile shoppers, it's going to deeply affect their sales. So here's my prediction. That is, between now and next year, holiday season 2021, retailers will have figured this out, and they will make the shopping experience on mobile devices much, much smoother.
Right, right. They Microsoft internal data is showing them that there was an increase in searches, 18% on tablets.
Hmm. That's cool.
It's interesting because we saw for years this mobile increase, and when you looked at your stats inside the accounts, you would see the tablet was the underdog.
Mm-hmm.
So they're making a comeback.
Right. Now, did you see this in the Microsoft article we've been talking about?
I'm not sure if it was in that article or if it was in the PDF that's attached to it, which I...
Okay.
Before we're done, I wanted to share some of these resources.
Okay. Why don't you do that now?
Now? Okay.
Yeah.
Besides the links that... that you sent. Google has and is having a seminar presentation series, Think Retail on Air. So I would search for that, Think Retail on Air. And they're having several different sessions on that over a couple of days. And sure, it'll be archived.
Great.
Get a copy of that. From the article that you mentioned in that bit.ly, in the first paragraph, there's a link to Microsoft's Retail Hub, and that is just great. It's called Retail Industry Insights and Resources. They have a PDF holiday guide, Holiday 2020 Insights Guide, Search Trends in the Time of COVID-19, Human-Centered Approach to Business. There are a lot of resources there. And
wow.
Yes.
I'm looking at it. It's huge.
Isn't it great? Yeah, it's great. There is following Perna Virji on Twitter. Her handle is at PURNAVIRJI, Perna Virji. She's doing a Holiday Trends and Advanced Feed Deep Dive and Campaign Optimizations and Expansion Sessions for Microsoft.
Okay. So those are kind of being broadcast periodically?
It looks like she's doing those. She's presenting those virtual boot camp series.
Okay.
For Microsoft. And it's a boot camp deep dive into trends and feeds, which is, obviously, tactically something that advertisers need to get into once they, have read through this, listened to this podcast on, what the trends are.
I mean, right.
Deep dive into tactically how we make that work.
Gotcha. Let's see. So you mentioned both of the resources that are coming up this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, the Google presentations and then the trainings by Perna Virji. And the hub.
So I really like this holiday guide that you referred to. It's I have two clients that I'm going to send it to right away, and one of them is not even a B2B, or I'm sorry, they're not a B2C retailer, they're a B2B retailer, but a lot of this stuff holds true for both B2C and B2B. So thank you.
Yes. Yeah, there's a lot of information, and I think that, you know, overall we're seeing the research complement and confirm one another from these different sources.
Right. Hey, listen, we are at the end of the show. I am sorry that we must go. Thank you for coming on today, and I look forward to the next time.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad we got to talk about this and kind of combine everybody's data together a little bit and get people started out with the resources.
Right. Also, I forgot to ask you, how would you like people to contact you?
Oh, at bigclickco.com.
Okay, super. Well, thanks, Lisa. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
And listeners, thank you for coming by. Come on back in a couple of weeks for another episode of PPC Rockstars.
The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.